Man shot by deputy in San Diego after short standoff. Spring Valley, Calif. A 45-year-old man who allegedly threatened his roommates and charged at sheriff's deputies while wielding a metal bedframe was shot by a deputy and seriously injured in Spring Valley, authorities said April 27. Deputies from the Rancho San Diego substation were dispatched just before 7:30 p.m. Wednesday to a home in the 3600 block of South Barcelona Street, where a man reported that his roommate had picked up a bedframe and threatened to kill another roommate, according to the San Diego Police Department, which is investigating the shooting. Once deputies arrived, they evacuated three residents who confirmed the suspect had brandished a metal bedframe at two of them and threatened to kill everyone in the house, according to the department. Deputies entered the home and found the man armed with the bedframe while holed inside a bathroom, police said. The 45-year-old man refused to exit the bathroom and made rambling remarks, at one point suggesting the deputies should shoot him, according to police. Deputies negotiated with the suspect for approximately 15 minutes while repeatedly asking him to drop the metal bedframe, and a psychiatric emergency response team was also brought to the scene, according to the SDPD. After the 15 minutes of negotiating, deputies moved closer to the bathroom and one of them fired a taser, which proved ineffective, police said. The suspect then ran out of the bathroom and charged the deputies with the metal bedframe held over his head in both hands, prompting one of the deputies to shoot multiple rounds and strike the man, who fell to the ground, according to police. He was taken to a hospital where he was listed in serious but stable condition, police said. No deputies were injured. The deputy involved in the shooting has been employed by Sheriff's Department for over 1 year and is assigned at the substation as a patrol deputy, according to the police department. A piece of the metal bedframe was recovered from the residence, which was approximately 5 feet long and had two swinging metal pieces attached at the ends of it, according to authorities. While the police department is investigating the shooting, the sheriff's department will also conduct an internal administrative investigation, and the Citizens Law Enforcement Review Board will conduct a review.